Om Shanti. This is the Abhyakt Murli of the 6th of October 2024. Original date, 24th of February 2002. Title, In order to reveal the Father, make your attitude and the attitude of others positive. Today, the world benefactor, Bapdada, is pleased to see his children everywhere. He is seeing and hearing the enthusiasm in the minds of every child. You all have the same aim in your minds, and that is quickly to become equal to the Father. Seeing your aim, seeing your courage, and your elevated thought, Bapdada is pleased. As well as that, he also sees that although all of you have the highest on high aim, the qualifications visible for that in you are number-wise. To have the qualifications according to the aim means to become equal to the Father. The children who are instruments on the stage of service constantly have the one thought of how to reveal the Father and when that will happen. You have such thoughts, do you not? The Father then asks you, children, when will you yourselves be revealed in your complete and perfect stage? The Father has a question for you, children, as to whether you have fixed a date for that. Or is that date not going to be fixed? You double foreigners say that a date for any program is fixed a year in advance. You say this, do you not? So the Father is asking you whether you have fixed a date to reveal yourselves. You have had many meetings, have you not? You continue to have them. Today there is such and such a meeting. Tomorrow there is such and such a meeting. Even now, so many of you have come here for meetings. There are three groups of people who have come here for meetings. That is very good. But what is the date for this meeting? Your words and deeds need to be whatever your thoughts are. Let your thoughts, words, and deeds be according to your elevated aim. Bapdada sees when all of you world benefactor children, who are instruments to benefit all souls, will come onto the stage in a visible form. Bapdada sees that each of you is making incognito effort and that you have deep love. However, when will you become totally lost in the love of this special thought? Each of you has that love, but you have to remain constantly and totally engrossed in putting this thought into a practical form. That is, of constantly being a practical form of fulfilling this thought. At present, there is a difference in your thoughts and your physical actions. It has to happen, and it is you children who have to do it. The Father is the backbone anyway. So Bapdada was seeing that the fastest method of doing service is to spread vibrations through your attitude, vritti. Attitude is even faster than the fastest rocket. The atmosphere can be transformed with one's attitude. You can reach wherever you want and as many souls as you want with your attitude while sitting here. You can change your vision and the world with your attitude. However, there is something that is creating an obstruction to your serving with your attitude. Vibrations are spread with your attitude. Your non-living images are even now in the last birth, serving through vibrations, are they not? You have seen this, have you not? You have seen the temples, have you not? Have you double foreigners seen them? If you haven't seen them, then make sure you see them, because they are your temples. Kumaris, are they your temples or the temples of those from India? They are everyone's temples. Acha. Congratulations. The idols in the temples are serving practically. That is, you souls, those idols in the temples are serving. So many devotees are having their desires fulfilled through vibrations. O living idols, now spread vibrations into the atmosphere with your attitude of good wishes and pure feelings. It doesn't feel good to say, but, dot, dot, dot. But Baba has to say it. Pandavs, do you like the word but? You don't like it. Is there still a but, or has it finished? The easiest way to do this is for each one of you to check within yourself, and you can check yourself in a second. Do that now. Should Baba give you a second? Or have you received a second whilst it was just spoken about? Now check yourself. Do I have any negative vibrations in my attitude towards any soul? If you want to transform the atmosphere of the world, then if you have any wasteful vibrations in your mind for even one soul, or if even your real vibrations are negative, then you won't be able to transform the world. There will continue to be obstacles and it will take time. There won't be any power in the atmosphere. Some children say, "He is always like that. He is like that." So there would be that vibration towards him. They even give knowledge to the father. Baba, you know that soul is like that. However, the father asks you, that soul is bad and wrong and should not be like that. But has the father given you permission to keep that wrongness in your attitude? Those who think that the Father has not given you permission for this, raise one hand. Show it on the TV to Daddy G. You are seeing this, are you not? Just remember that you raised your hand. Did the double foreigners raise their hands? It is being shown on Bap Dada's TV. For as long as a Brahmin soul has a negative vibration towards any soul, he will be unable to spread vibrations into the atmosphere for world benefit through his attitude. Understand this very firmly. No matter how much service you do, even if you give 8 lectures a day, have yoga camps, or give many different types of courses, you mustn't have any old negative vibration in your attitude for any soul. Okay, that person is bad and makes many mistakes and causes sorrow for many. But instead of becoming responsible for causing sorrow for that person, can you not become a helper and transform him? You mustn't help him in making him responsible for causing sorrow, but be a helper in helping him to transform himself. Even if there is a soul whom you think is never going to change, or your judgment is that he is not going to change, remember that everyone is number-wise. So why do you think that that one is never going to change? Why do you pass a judgment? The Father is the judge. All of you have become judges of one another. The Father still sees you judging. This one is like this, this one is like that, and this one is like this. You saw Father Brahma in a practical way. No matter what mistake a soul repeatedly made, Bapdada, and especially Father Brahma in the corporeal form, gave all the children love and remembrance, and always said to each child, "Sweet child, sweet child, dot, dot, dot." Did he say that 2 to 4 were bitter and the rest were sweet? He was always merciful even towards such souls. He became an ocean of forgiveness. Okay, if you keep any negative feelings in your attitude towards anyone, how do you benefit from that? If you do benefit from that, then you may do so. You have permission for that. However, if there is no benefit, if there is only distress, dot, 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 then Bapdada says that when that comes in front of you, you need to look in the mirror at that time. So, for your attitude to imbibe anything that isn't beneficial is wrong. It is a different matter to be knowledgeful about something. You have the knowledge of what is wrong and what is right. It is not wrong to be knowledgeful, but for your attitude to imbibe something that is wrong, because you experience a loss in yourself in the form of an off mood, waste thoughts, and less power of remembrance. Since you are those who are going to purify the elements, then you must remember that they are souls. All three, attitude, vibrations, and atmosphere, are connected. With your attitude, vibrations are created, and then those vibrations create an atmosphere. However, the main thing is your attitude. If you think that the revelation of the Father should take place soon, if you think that the revelation of the Father should take place soon, then the fast way to do that is for each of you to make effort to make your attitude positive for yourself and others. You may become knowledgeful, but don't let your mind imbibe anything negative. The meaning of negative is rubbish. Now make your attitude powerful. Create powerful vibrations. Make the atmosphere powerful, because all of you have experienced that transformation takes place at a very slow speed with words and teachings. It does take place, but at a slow speed. If you want a fast speed, then become knowledgeful, an embodiment of forgiveness and merciful, and transform the atmosphere with good wishes and pure feelings. Look, all of you have seen in a practical way what it is that creates the maximum impression on whoever comes to Madhuban, the atmosphere. even though everyone is number-wise here too, it is the field of actions of Father Brahma. It is the land of Bapdada's blessings that transforms the atmosphere. You have experienced this, have you not? So, to create an atmosphere with vibrations is to put a stamp on the heart at a fast speed. The atmosphere is imprinted on their hearts. Things that they have heard can be forgotten, but the atmosphere is imprinted on their hearts, and that cannot be forgotten. Is it like this? So Bapdada continues to hear, when will revelation take place? You have very good heart-to-heart conversations amongst yourselves. That is good. Pandav, speak. What will you do now? Make the atmosphere powerful. Whether it is a centre or any other place, if you are at home with your families, even then, make the atmosphere powerful. If the atmosphere everywhere is completely free from obstacles and filled with mercy, good wishes, and pure feelings, then revelation will not take long. Bapdada remembers the date he has given you. He will ask for the accounts, will he not? All of you have kept your own accounts, have you not? So Bapdada will check your accounts as to what percentage you have remained a soul who has mercy, good wishes, and pure feelings in your attitude, vision, and words. Even now you still have at least 15 days. You have more than that. Acha. Whoever hasn't done this yet, do that now and you will pass. Put a full stop to the past and become an ocean of mercy. Become an ocean of forgiveness. Bapdada conducted drill. Did all of you hear? Acha. The three groups who have come here for meetings. Dot, dot, dot. Those from Spark Group, raise your hands. Acha, very good. Now do research into this topic. How can you make the atmosphere the most elevated of all in a practical way? You are researching this, are you not? In order to create an atmosphere, what should you keep in your intellects, what actions you have to perform, and what you have to do with your connections and relationships. It is good that you keep yourselves busy. That is very good. However, Bapdada wishes to see the practical experience of everything you did in a practical way, and what the result was of that. If there was any obstruction in between, and what that was. Experience this practically and see for yourself. Don't just extract points that you have to do this and this. No, do it practically. Experience it yourself and demonstrate it by becoming an example. And then that example will help others. Is this okay? This one, Ramishbhai, is the instrument. It is good. Bapdada says that you still have 15 days. It is not yet over. Now a lot of time has gone by, but a little time is still left. And so the Spark group should do this practically and also demonstrate it to others. Is that okay? Will you be able to do this? Will it be possible? Acha, it is fine. Very good. Acha. The second meeting group is the transport group. Those from the transport department give happiness to everyone. Those from the transport department, raise your hands. Acha. There are both brothers and sisters. There isn't any salvation without sisters. Acha. What will those from the transport department do? Will you just send people on tours? Those of you from the transport department should make such a program amongst yourselves that you are able to take any soul beyond the world of sorrow in the shortest time and take them on a pilgrimage of peace for a short time. Okay, it may be difficult to make them reach the supreme abode, but they can at least have a pilgrimage of peace in the world of sorrow. Make many plans for that. You are making sure Bapdada's message reaches those of all four types of pilgrimage. You will definitely make them reach there, because no wing department should be left out. It is good that the different wings have been invented. This is good because there won't then be any complaints. None of the wings will be left out. Everyone has the enthusiasm to make their own wing move forward. This is very good. However, whatever wings have been created so far, how long has it been since the different wings were created? Is it a year and a half or 2 years? Or has it been longer than that? 10 to 12 years. Has it been 10 to 12 years since the service of different wings started? Acha, that is a long time. Bapdada has one thought for all the different wings. Bapdada has said it 2 or 3 times, but it hasn't happened yet. No matter how many years every wing has been serving, all the serviceable children from each wing, whether they are cooperative or half yogis, or whether they only come sometimes and not regularly, at least 5 such souls from every wing should come here. Let everyone in Madhaban see that from every wing, even if not 10 or 12, let there be at least 5 very firm ones who are very good cooperative souls and instruments for service emerge. Can you bring at least 5 such souls here? If they are able to come, then bring them. When should you bring them? That is up to the daddies. They should at least become worthy of meeting Bapdada. At least 5 can be made to emerge. Baba is not asking for more, only 5. Then these daddies will verify them. The meeting is that of engineers. It is the duty of engineers to make plans. So, have you made any plans for intense effort, or have you just made plans for service? Let engineers make new plans for intense effort every month. You give advice, and the daddies would then finalize it. Daddies are your companions. However, let the engineers and scientists make plans so that the new world comes quickly. Will you just continue to have these meetings and make these plans? For how much longer? Now, make plans for a fast speed, because the aim of your wing is to create such plans that your kingdom comes about as quickly as possible. So make such plans. In service too, make such plans that they reveal greater success in a shorter time. Will you make such plans? You will make such plans, will you not? Baba will hear all the reports in the last meeting. What plan has each wing made in order to make success come faster? You mustn't just make plans, but in the 15 days also practice them and put them into a practical form. Is this okay? It now has to become practical, does it not? You all say to one another, because Bhaktada hears everyone's heart-to-heart conversations, you all speak about revelation. However, first of all, let yourselves be revealed. The Father too would be revealed through you, would he not? Acha, are you able to concentrate your attitude right now? No one's attitude should come into any upheaval. Let it be unshakable, concentrated, and powerful. Bhaktada conducted drill. Acha. To all the serviceable children everywhere, to those who serve with their elevated vibrations, to the children who make intense effort, to the master oceans of forgiveness who make very weak souls powerful with their constant good wishes and pure feelings. To such Master Almighty Authority children, lots and lots of love, remembrance and namaste from Bhaktada. Blessing. May you be a Gyani and Yogi soul who is successful in every task according to the time. Knowledge means understanding. A sensible soul is one who carries out his tasks with understanding at the right time and achieves success in them. The sign of a sensible, knowledgeable person is that he is never deceived, and the sign of a yogi soul is that he has a clean and clear intellect. Those whose intellects are clean and clear would never say, "I don't know how that happened." Knowledgeable and yogi souls cannot say such words. They use knowledge and yoga in every act they perform. Slogan: only those who remain aware of their original and eternal sanskars and natures are able to remain unshakable and immovable. Om Shanti.